This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, in recent weeks here on Bloomberg Business Week, we've talked about plant-based food. I mean, we're talking about like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat and the like. We've talked about fungi-based foods as well. But what about meat that's grown directly from animal cells? So chicken and beef that tastes like chicken and beef, but it's not actually from animals that have been killed. There's a company working on that. It's called Upside Foods. Amy Chen is joining us. She's chief operating officer of the company. She joins us this afternoon from San Francisco. Earlier this year, the company did raise a huge Series C funding round, $400 million. SoftBank, Tyson Foods, Bill Gates, Whole Foods, among the organizations and people that invested in it. Amy, it's good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. And happy Monday from California.
Yeah, happy Monday right back at you. Okay, how do you guys do this?
So it's exactly as you described, actually. So we take real animals, take some cells from those animals. We essentially select the ones that are going to taste the best and grow the best. And then we feed them something that we call cell feed or media. It's essentially the same kind of nutrients that they would normally get inside of an animal's body. We just do it in a what we call a cultivator, which is like a stainless steel tank that you might see in a brewery or in a yogurt factory. We allow them to grow, continue feeding them, and then ultimately are able to harvest meat that is as close to the real thing as you can possibly get because it's grown from real animal cells.
Amy, the timing of this segment is perfect because Tim and I have been
so
sitting
hungry.
Here since 2. We're both starving. So we are 100% on board with whatever you're growing there. But I'm curious, you know, when will we be able to see this on the market? I understand it has to get regulatory approval first, right?
That's exactly right. And so we are currently pending regulatory approval. But as soon as that happens, we will be excited to start being able to share it more broadly with consumers. And on the point of being hungry, I'll share that because it's noontime here. But one of the things that really convinced me about the potential and the promise of cultivated meat was actually the taste of it. Growing up in the food world, taste is king and queen, and everything in between is sort of table stakes. And so when I first had my bite of cultivated meat, I can tell you that's the moment when I really believed. Well, and when you think about plant-based and a lot of these other things that require people to make changes in their habits, I'm from Texas, and I love my meat. And so I have always just wanted to be able to think about a way to change the world without requiring people to really change their habits. And I think this does this in a really compelling way.
So, Amy, if you were to be able to buy this in the store, when you looked at the ingredients on the box, what would it say? And then, and also, are there antibiotics? Are there chemicals in it, et cetera?
No, one of the things that's amazing is that it doesn't have antibiotics or hormones or some of the things that you think about with respect to conventional meat. And so we're still working on exactly what the label would say, but it would essentially say chicken grown from animal cells or cultivated from high quality animal cells. There's a whole range of products, as you can imagine, everything from a chicken breast or a chicken fillet through to a sausage or a hot dog. Different products with conventional meat would have different labels. And so you'd see that same kind of thing reflected here. But ultimately, the promise is that the real cells can be the meat that we all love.
Amy, I'm wondering if there's the potential down the road to even improve on Mother Nature, you know, and make a steak with less cholesterol or chicken that, I don't know, comes pre-flavored with buffalo sauce or something like that.
But you're just playing with God there, okay? All right, Mike.
But I'm curious, is there the potential to actually enhance foods and make them even healthier and more nutritious than what we're used to?
Long term, absolutely. I think that's something on our roadmap in the horizon. I think in the near term, we're focused on delivering amazing, delicious meat that is safe and of high quality and that fits into people's diets and into their habits in a way that makes a lot of sense. But absolutely, longer term, I mean, exactly what you say, you could have a steak with the nutritional profile of salmon or anything else that you could imagine in terms of allergens or other issues that are currently part of the conventional meat system.
Well, Amy, speaking of the conventional meat system, a lot of people who are vegetarians, they don't eat meat, you know, for a few reasons. And among those reasons include treatment of animals or they're just against killing animals for food. Is this type of thing vegetarian friendly?
You know, it's a great question. I would say absolutely, but it probably depends on what kind of vegetarian you are. We have a company that is a mix of passionate meat eaters and carnivores and folks that are passionate vegans and vegetarians. And what we've generally found is that people who are vegetarian or vegan for ethical reasons or environmental reasons will embrace cultivated meat. Folks who are maybe vegetarian or vegan for religious reasons or other ones may want to take a second look.
I was going to say the environmental footprint of cultivated meat sounds like it must be way less than the farm-grown version. Is that safe? Is that a selling point of this product?
Absolutely. I think one of the pieces when you think about what's happening in the future is people predict that demand for meat is going to almost double by 2050. And when you think about the amount of land and water, it's about a third that's currently used for agriculture, you know, one-sixth of all greenhouse gases. The world simply cannot sustain the kind of demand increases that we're expecting on meat. And so one of the things that's really exciting about cultivated meat is because it happens in a controlled environment, similar to a manufacturing plant, it has the potential to have a substantially lower footprint. There have been third-party academic studies that have suggested it could be as much as a 90% reduction relative to beef, for example.
Before we let you go, we only have like 15 seconds. How does it taste?
Absolutely delicious.
It tastes just like chicken, right?
There we go.
It tastes just like chicken, which is always a joke, right? But it's true, and it can change the world at the same time.
Amy Chen is the COO of Upside Foods. They're working on lab-grown meat. Perhaps we'll be able to buy it in the stores sometime soon.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.